Gentlemen, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's a pleasure to be here again in Ireland, lovely and effective and wonderful group, because it's my first time I'm here in Ireland, and so it's a pleasure to be here and see my professors, my brothers and sisters in religion or other religions. So thanks to Ireland for inviting me and being here. I'm the last one. I see that maybe you know, some of you are sleepy. I'm more sleepy than you. So I try to skip some of my papers, maybe go fast. And we have a proverb in Iran, in Persian, we say that the first one and the last one is martyred. So it means that now I'm martyred. Yeah, okay. So my topic, excuse me, slide please. Next one. Okay. My topic is about the personal freedom and dress code in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So a very controversial topic, the story of challenging the veil in Iran along with the demands of Iranian women, especially during the last two decades, show that Iran is in a turning point of changing in its social and cultural structure. The conflicts between the masses and the Islamic State, as well as debates on the issue of women's rights among opponents and supporters of the veil in Iran, show that such a challengeable issue is one of the most important dilemmas in Iran. So next slide, please. If I wanted to have an overview to my paper, so my paper now is in personal freedom of Iranian women, with a specific focus on their clothing or dress choices within the social context and in accordance with the rules set by the Islamic Republic of Iran. Then I have a historical overview of women's rights in Iran from the pre-revolutionary era to the present day. And then legal and administrative codes that deal with women's dress code in Iran and the recent events taking place around this issue will be discussed. And so at last, conclusion. So next slide, please. So maybe the main question are this question: what are the specific regulations in the Iranian constitution or other legal frameworks related to the protection of women's rights, especially personal freedom and dress? How have subsequent governments interpreted women's rights after the revolution from 1979 until now? And so what measures are in place to ensure the fulfillment of these rights related to personal freedom and dress? So I try to this paper maybe focus on these questions and answer them. It's so difficult for me to answer such a very important question to have answer to them. Okay, freedom. Just point some points of freedom that we have liberty in its political sense and autonomy in the sense of going one's own law. The Article 4 of DRMC is that no harm others for freedom. And the basis of the UDHR, also freedom of man, is the basic sense in all articles. And the other thing is that when we are speaking about the dress code, we want to focus to cultural freedom, because dress maybe and clothing is one thing that is it included in cultural freedom. So next slide, please. So cultural freedom, freedom of dress, maybe is one of these cultural freedom, and because we're speaking about the Muslim countries, especially hijab or veil, so we need to focus on hijab and women's rights maybe in these countries. So next slide, please. Just to maybe focus that women and rights and their struggles towards liberty by the name of feminism and also freedom of clothing, that would be one of these actions of feminism, especially in Islamic countries. It is it's called Islamic feminism. And the other thing is that we must focus on women's social state in Islam. I wanted to read something that's, in Islam, the state of woman is so important, and especially in the Quran, in Hadith. For example, in one Hadith, we have, I say it in Arabic, that al-mar'atun rayhanatun laysat bighahramanatun. It means that woman is like a flower. She's not a slave or maid. So it means that in Islam, the position and the state of woman is so important, and we must, of course, respect ladies because of the all fundamental theories in Quran and Hadith. Oh, hijab in Islam also is so important, and because we are speaking about Iran, we need to speak about hijab, because Iran also, the majority of Iranians are Muslim. And next slide, please. If we have a very quick look at Iranian women's personal freedom before the Islamic Revolution, we can go through to Safavid dynasty, Qajar dynasty, Pahlavi dynasty, and especially constitutional revolution. Constitutional revolution, I think, was one of the turning points for women's activities inside Iran. Throughout Iran's history after the rise of Islam, women became known for their knowledge, power, and courage. And in Pahlavi dynasty, 1925 to 1979, in Reza Shah. So Reza Shah tried and started social reforms in Iran. He wanted to secularize Iran. So one of his action was to remove hijab and remove veil in Iran, but he couldn't. Very, very quickly, his project was cracked down. So, and next slide, please. Iranian women's personal freedom after the Islamic Revolution. The Islamic Republic of Iran presented a new model of Islamic administration and political power in 1979 that has made basic changes in its consideration of women's rights. Indeed, the Iranian Revolution was a core point of political participants of women. Compared to the last, it raised a new value symbol of life for women in society, a model that portrays an Islamic identity proportional to their status, which of course was one of the first revolutions promises by its leaders. A woman who is not only independent, but also responsible women. That was one of the most important promises of Iranian leaders in the first of the revolution. They told in their every speech, in their maybe slogans or maybe articles, that women must be independent and responsible to the state, maybe responsible for the Islamic rule. In the following, it is argued that the situation of Iranian women has been changed after the revolution, especially concerning the constitutional article regarding women's rights in Iran. So next slide, please. So if you see this slide, Iranian women's clothing or dress in Islamic Revolution. You know, I didn't focus on hijab or veil, just I wrote clothing, or maybe we can say dress. And I will argue that hijab is completely different from covering and clothes in Iran. In articles and also in constitutional articles in Iran, they focus on covering and clothes, not only for hijab and veil. And I will argue this. You see that after the revolution, maybe seven steps have been changed in Iranian struggles, women's struggles for hijab, and also seven steps of law maybe for hijab. At first it was optional hijab, somebody so chose hijab and somebody no. After that, mandatory hijab in ministered and also in administrative law. And then conflicts between supporters and opponents made because some didn't accept hijab and some accept hijab in Iran. And also some maybe feminist movements have been raised inside or abroad. And that, and force is issuing mandatory hijab in articles that in Iran you must have hijab, not only for Muslim, but also for other persons who live in Iran. The fifth is acceptance of hijab by the majority. And when the majority of people are Muslim, so they accepted hijab. And for example, when somebody go to a shopping, to go for shopping, on shopping, maybe they put some banners that we cannot accept any person who hasn't hijab. You must have hijab and come for shopping. So it means that people try to accept hijab as a maybe social manner and social structural behavior inside the country. Also, some people that see that it is mandatory, and also majority have hijab, so they accepted hijab. And previous slide. The sixth is losing hijab. I call it losing hijab because in about maybe 10 years or one decade after the revolution, losing hijab became more and more and more in Iran, especially in some governments. I mean, for example, developing government or reformist governments. And seven is recent movement, especially last year, for hijab in Iran. Next, please. Okay. Legal codes concerning Iranian women's personal freedom. After the victory, the Iranian constitution was drafted in accordance with the Islamic Sharia, in addition to many articles concerning personal freedom, putting the title of women on the introduction and text of the constitution reflects her importance, value, and serious responsibilities in society. Paying attention to the rights of women and recognizing their wide presence in the Islamic community have provided the opportunity for the growth and prosperity of their talents and personality in various fields of society. So if we have a look to the legal codes concerning personal freedom of women in Iran, we can find two important codes, constitutional codes and fourth development plan of Iran. So the first is completely known for you maybe because it's a constitution, and so some codes they refer to equality between men and women and women in Iran or something else. But the second is Fourth development plan of Iran. One of the most important law shaping the future of women is the fourth development plan of Iran. It is the first program which is based on the long period of 20 years regarding the long-term program of the 20 years vision document. The fourth development plan addresses women's issues in accordance with paragraph 14 of the documents. Only five. Okay. Maybe it's better I skip this. Okay, next one, please. Legal codes concerning Iranian women's clothing, so mandatory veiling in Iranian, in IRI administrative law, mandatory veiling IRI penal code, and also recently after the last movements, there is a bill to support the culture of chastity and hijab supporting social health. It was from the President Ayatollah Raisi to the speaker. That's maybe it would be issued from the parliament. So if you see, I focus on chastity because in Iran they try, they now what's important, what's more important is important from hijab or veil is chastity. Chastity, or in Arabic we say effa, it means that if one come to the street or to have a social work, he must observe effa, he must observe chastity, not to harm other people. So covering is so important, and more important the veil and hijab, I think. Also, hijab is mandatory in Iran, but you know, covering and clothing and dress is very, very important and more important than hijab. It is very important, we know it in Iranian courts, especially penal courts, that in penal courts, if there is some punishment for those people who have maybe unveiling, but the most important thing that the people who maybe doesn't cover hijab, they are not punished. They are not punished. Those people who maybe insist on this unveiling, trying to harm other person, trying to maybe break the chastity, they will be punished. It is very important to focus on this very important point in the all penal codes in Iran. Okay? Just maybe 1 or 2 minutes, conclusion. Okay, maybe just I wanted to focus on the last point because there is no time here and time is over. I'm more sleepy than you, sorry. Okay, today Islamic Republic of Iran faces with the controversial issues of freedom and clothing or dress. In fact, if one is to point to the most feminist controversial issue in Iran, she or he will definitely say veil or dress. The last feminist movement in Iran with the slogan of women, life and freedom, which of course was not new, but it was used in feminist movement other than Iran, like for example in France, as I remember, and I studied as France in US or other countries. Which of course was not new, was an example of putting such an issue on the table. So the issue of veiling in Iran seems not to be just a religious or a social issue, but it is connected to many different things. It is a multidimensional matter which must be discussed in politics, society, theology, law, and etc. So even I think it is not a religious issue, but it is related to the politics of states and many social and cultural factors that are being changed day by day, especially in societies like Iran. Although Iranian women are mentioned in constitutional articles and governmental affairs, but they need more and more attention, support, and defense from the government to reach what really deserves them. Indeed, there is a long way to achieve a good state for women in the society according to the constitutional and Islamic norms. Thanks a lot for your attention. And in Malaysian, terima kasih. Thank you.